"It's beautiful," his offer finally giving her a context for this baffling exchange. "These men are dealers, come here to do business in these things. But I wouldn't know what to do with it."
"You've had me out for nothing, you silly cunt," snarls the gray man, snatching the thing from the black one's hands.
But Case knows that it's the black man this is meant for, not her. He looks just then like a scary portrait of Samuel Beckett on a book she owned in college. His nails are black-edged, and there are deep orangey-brown stains of nicotine on his long fingers. He turns with the calculator and bends over the open trunk to furiously repack the black grenade-like machines.
"Hobbs," the black man says and sighs, "you lack all patience. She will come. Please wait."
"Bugger,"
says Hobbs, if that's his name, closing a cardboard box and spreading the old sweater over it with a quick, practiced, weirdly maternal gesture, like a mother adjusting the blanket over a sleeping child. He bangs the lid down and tugs at it, checking to see that it's closed.
"Waste my bloody time."
He hauls the driver's side door open with a startling creak. She glimpses filthy, mouse-colored upholstery and an overflowing ashtray that protrudes from the dash like a little drawer.
"She will come, Hobbs," the black man protests, but without much force.
The one called Hobbs folds himself into the driver's seat, yanks the door shut, and glares at them through the dirty side window. The car's engine starts with an antique, asthmatic shudder, and he pulls it into gear, still glaring, and pulls away toward Portobello. At the next corner, the gray car turns right and is gone.
"He's a curse to know that man," says the black man. "Now she will come, and what am I to tell her?" He turns to Case. "You disappointed him. He thought that you were her."
"Who?"
"The buyer, agent for a Japanese collector," the blonde boy says to Case. "It's not your fault."
He has those straight across cheekbones she thinks of as Slavic, the open look that comes with them, and the sort of accent that comes with learning English here, but not yet too thoroughly.
"Nagami," indicating the black man. "Is only upset."